Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Black Girls Tea Podcast. It is Nye. How y'all doing? Let's just start off right there. That feels good. How are y'all doing? What's going on in your life? A full week into March now? How was International Women's Day? Did you celebrate yourself? Did you celebrate the ladies with you? If you came to my event, how was it? Give me some feedback. I want to hear what you got to say. I love you guys. And I'm going to just tell y'all how I'm doing and give y'all a recap of the event. So I'm tired as hell. There is so much that goes into planning those events, from making sure that the food is right to making sure that whatever you're doing during the time flows, it makes sense, making sure that I have the emotional support to be able to emotionally support you all. It's a lot goes into it. But we had a time, y'all. I would like to say thank you to JSB Cosmetics. A beautiful space. Jay is a beautiful, kind-hearted woman. And I just want her to win. That's it. She's so sweet. She's so loving. And for her to be the owner of that business and allowed what happened in her, you know, allowed the event to take place like that, with that spoke measures. And it was truly on some woman-to-woman shit. It wasn't about making sure that she can get products, making sure that, you know, people were walking out with some of her stuff. It was really just a curated moment for women. And I absolutely love and appreciate her for that. But the event was great, y'all. I wish I had more words than the event was great, because I don't. And a lot of people, everyone who showed up was open, honest, and supportive. There was a couple moments where I was just so in awe with, like, just seeing people get up and take initiative with helping another woman. Like, it was beautiful. And y'all know my little ass cried at the end, y'all. I cried. It's a relief. And a lot of times, those moments of just having a successful event, y'all don't get to see the people who make it happen. Y'all don't get to see the moment with them when it's all said and done. And I couldn't hold it. I couldn't keep myself together. I just had to let them little tears out. I did that shit. Thank you to everyone who took part in it. Shout out to my grandma. Sis made all that chicken for us and that rice. It was beautiful. I could taste the rice. Shout out to in the city for the patties, Paul and them. I'm gonna need some more of those, by the way. Get it together, please. I need more. But everything was good. It was perfect. I really enjoyed myself. I'm glad the ladies enjoyed themselves. I'm glad y'all showed. What the hell was that? Lord have mercy. I'm glad y'all showed up for yourselves. It was not about, you know, selling out an event for me, although that's great. But it's not about any of that. It was really making sure that you guys took advantage of that moment. And I'm glad that you did. I'm proud of you all for coming and participating in the manner in which you did. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I knew it was a beautiful event, obviously, because I was there. But I don't have not one photo on my phone. The little photos I have was just like us shooting and shit. But it was a good event. Shout out to Alicia, too. The best photographer there is. She did her thing. Waiting on those pictures now, but she be getting her shit together. That's my dog for sure. And I don't even know what we're gonna talk about on the podcast today. I think we could go a couple different places. Fuck it, we're gonna stay on the topic of events. So I have an event coming up. I ain't gonna share no dates because I gotta work out some more details. I'm not gonna announce anything prematurely. But I have another event coming up. Keep your eyes out. Y'all know that. Y'all know how quick these tickets be going. And based off how last week went, I know it's gonna be even faster turnaround of them selling out. So keep your eye out when you see that there are announcements and things like that. act on it. So that's the first thing. When I tell y'all, like when I announce that there's a event happening, that there are ticket sales, I'm not adding any more tickets. I mean that. Like, I'm not adding any more tickets. It is what it will be. If it's 20 tickets, 50 tickets, 100, once those are sold out, that's it. You have ample time to figure something out for yourself. Now, I know, you know, it may go up on a Monday and you're like, damn, I don't get paid till Friday. You know, if you hit me up and try to work something out with me, I have no problem because I see that you're being proactive. But when I say, hey, everyone, at this time, this event is sold out, there are no more tickets available, don't try to come and swindle me into nothing. Don't. Sis, let me slide in on action. I know I didn't get a ticket. I really want to come, though. Sometimes I can make it happen, and sometimes I can't. Especially for big events. It's not always about, like, us wanting y'all to buy a ticket so we can have y'all money, which, I mean, we're selling tickets for a reason. It serves a purpose. There needs to be a flow of income somewhere from something. But, when I put on paper to my team, like, we need food and drinks for 20 people and we sold out for 20 and I have to add you in somewhere, that could fuck my team up. So when I allot a certain amount of tickets, I allot a certain amount of tickets. That's the first thing I would like to cover. I'm not being rude when I say this, but if there are 20 tickets to something and you want to come, be proactive. Tell me, hey sis, I don't get paid until Monday. I really want to come. Can you please hold off a ticket for me? Is there anything you can do? Do that in the beginning rather than wait until it's sold out and now you're trying to get yourself to come. Next thing I want to address in regards to events. Now, I'm very much a supportive person. I'll support you even if you didn't support me. There are just boundaries to my support, you know? I want to see everybody win. I want everyone's business to blow up. I hope y'all have that same feeling for me, but that's just the sincerity and the integrity of my heart. I want you all to win. I'm coming to your events. And I'm coming to your events, one, because I want to see you win, and two, I'm being a little selfish. I'm coming because I need something from here, and I'm going to get what I came here for. I know some people are going to say, like, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. Stop telling me that you want to come to my events and you never put in the effort to come to the event. Stop that. How many events we done had? How many little things we've done? And you ain't show yet. You ain't show up to anything yet, but you telling me you want to come to an event. Sis, no. No. No, stop saying it. I don't want to hear it. It's irritating because you pulling my leg. Like, just stay your ass in the corner. If you don't want to come, you don't want to come. I'm not asking anybody to come. When I send out information about what's happening, I'm just sending it so that you're in the know. But I also know that you've told me you wanted to come, and I send you the information and you say, great, I'll be there, and then you never buy a ticket. Please, please, please just stop it, okay? And then the last and final thing that I will say, y'all got a quick episode today. Y'all can hear it in my voice. I'm tired. But the last and final thing I will say is, well, actually, I'll say two more things. When you buy a ticket for someone's event and then it sells out before your friend can buy their ticket, do not bring your friend to the event because you had the intention of coming and getting a ticket. Like, that's just not how this works. We sell tickets for these types of things for a reason. And we reserve space for a reason. We order food for however many people for a reason. Don't bring no extra people to my event, especially if they did not buy a ticket. That is not okay. And if the owner of wherever we're at told you you could come and you just wanted to bring an extra friend or something, that's not to you. I respect that you're coming based off what someone else has said, but people who are collabing on events with other people, y'all got to stop being like, oh, just come, I'll take care of it. No, that's not how it works. It's professionalism. That's not how this works. If you have 20 tickets and all 20 tickets sold out and somebody's friend wants to come but they didn't get a ticket and we're not able to accommodate them, don't be like, oh, I'm able to sneak you in. This ain't Grill 2. This is not Grill 2. We is not putting an extra person at the end of the table for you. I'm sorry. Speaking of Grill 2, I kind of want some chicken wings. And then the last thing, and this is for anybody. It's not even necessarily with events. I tell you guys how certain things affect me. And being late and not showing up for me affects me. It affects me negatively. If you tell me that you're going to be somewhere for me at 7 o'clock and 7:15 comes and you haven't texted and said, hey, there's traffic, I'm running late, hey, there's this, that, I naturally get a little bit of anxiety because of childhood trauma behind that. So I don't like it. Please try to be on time when you're operating with me for the sake of my triggers. But also, it's just common courtesy to be on time to people's events. I understand things happen, there's traffic and things like that, but don't tell me you're coming if you're not gonna come, right? So that moves me into the next point of, I don't like when people say, hey, yes, sis, I'll be there, and then I'm looking in the crowd and you're not there. It breaks my little heart. The little girl in me is sad. And I don't like it. I will distance myself from you because it's a trigger. And because I had this, and you know, I know who I have these types of conversations with. Because I know I had this type of conversation with you, I distance myself because it kind of makes me feel like you don't care about anything that I'm saying and you don't care about me. I'm telling you that these type of things trigger me and you're just going to be late. You're going to back out at the last minute. And again, I'm very much understanding, but don't tell me you're going to come and do something if we're not going to do it. And I would imagine that other people feel that way. I'm just going to say it. But that's all I have to say today, guys. Take a minute. Reset. If you didn't celebrate yourself on Friday for International Women's Day, do that today. Do that this week. I mean, we have a whole month dedicated to us, so you have time. But I think that we should get into the habit of practicing celebrating ourselves on days where it is allotted for us to do so. Celebrate your birthday. Celebrate International Women's Day. Celebrate Mother's Day. Whatever, you know, whatever is something for you to celebrate, I think you should celebrate it, especially when there's like a day for it. Like, March 8th is International Women's Day. You should be celebrating yourself, but it's nothing to, you know, fall behind a little bit and catch up and do something now. You have all week, all month, all year to celebrate yourself, but I do think it's important to celebrate yourself on the day when it is allotted to us. But that's all I got for y'all today. I love y'all, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.